This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Station.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. He ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubber and dust 'cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say.
Unless you're a Giants fan or a Bachelorette. Otherwise, happy Friday to y'all. That laugh you hear is Brad Martin. It's not the laugh of Jeffrey. It's the
Brad Martin. No, I was Brad one-time president of
Brad
University
Carson.
Of Memphis.
Wouldn't that be good?
How awesome
Brad
would
Martin?
That be? I wish I was Brad Martin. You would have made my Friday.
Well, no, here's the thing.
That guy's awesome.
You would. He is awesome. And you would have a bigger bank account.
Much more money, yes.
Right? But you'd be older. You'd be probably, I don't know.
Yeah, even, but he's.
You'd be closer to death.
He does a lot of young things.
Oh, and he looks young.
He looks better than I look.
And he's got young kids.
Yeah, everything about Brad Martin's better than this, Brad. But I'm glad to be here, Jeff. And the Giants, I don't know.
I'm here with Brad Martin, turns out. Who the hell knew?
Just morphed John and Brad together. Yeah, good to see you.
Anyway, so,
How about that draft last night? How Buffalo Bills fan.
Let me first tell you that today we'll be joined by Jason Smith. He'll come rolling in here in the next segment. Chicago Bears did not do anything last night. They didn't have a pick, so he didn't have anything to be happy about.
Yeah, he just sat there
about.
And watched.
He just sat there and wished they had a field goal kicker. And
did you see that the I think it was the 49ers kicker was trying to get a trade to the Bears, and they're like, no, we're not trading him.
Yes. So so Jason will be here. Chris Harrington will be here to talk about all manner of things. And then
Jeffrey
has a special guest appearance by Jeffrey from the road where he is at a wedding. And he just wanted to express his absolute delight with the Giants pick last night of Daniel Jones with the surprisingly high. We actually have some audio of Jeffrey. I think this is Jeffrey, isn't it? Can you play the Giants audio that we have? This is when the pick was made.
This is the Giants.
This is when the pick was made, yeah.
You've got an E.
Oh, sorry, wrong one.
That's not when the pick was made.
In the 2019 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Daniel Jones.
Oh!
You about the last one.
No, it reminded me of the Rudy Gay Toronto audio. Not this guy!
Yeah,
not this guy!
Now, in fairness, that was Jeffrey saying, oh no!
right,
I believe. But in fairness, if you look at the most prominent booed draft picks I ever remember, are Donovan McNabb.
Okay.
Was absolutely booed by the Eagles fans when he was drafted,
and
that turned out just fine, right?
Yeah.
And Kristaps Porzingis,
Yes, he did get wildly booed.
Was
in New York.
Wildly booed.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, if we
you're gonna go to Jaren Jackson, aren't you?
We gotta come clean.
Yeah,
with this.
I mean, let's come clean.
Jaren Jackson was booed too.
We had audio of that one too, and it was
so
not good.
With all due respect.
Good point.
And actually, I wrote a column about this as it applies to the Grizzlies today.
Oh.
What we think, like, I'm not saying we're all idiots, and by that I include me in it. But the truth of the matter is, a lot of times we're just wrong.
You're right.
What we think is, we don't need this tall European dude center guy, and it turns out he's Kristaps Porzingis.
I'll take it a step further. Last year in the NFL draft, the first overall pick, Baker Mayfield, there were some skeptics.
There were lots of skeptics.
And it was bordering on boos from the fan
base. You think in Cleveland? I don't think Cleveland was unhappy.
It was not a resounding excitement.
No, there was the guy.
Wasn't level of the what the pick he turned out to be, it seems.
There was the guy who the Cleveland sports talker.
Yes.
Who said he was gonna eat horse poop.
Horse poop, yeah.
If
excrement.
He reneged. I believe he reneged on it. He said nay to that. Exactly right. He reneged on it, and he did not eat the horse poop.
No, no.
But he said, if they draft Baker Mayfield number one, I will eat horse poop.
He did say that.
And so people are – I didn't say that, but he said that.
He said that, right.
And so with all due respect, I just think we have no idea. And I'm not saying that's who – there are two things about the Daniel Jones thing that are bothersome.
Right.
There's a lot.
Let's go through him for me.
But one is,
there's a lot.
A lot of people don't think he's going to be very good.
No.
Like, he didn't complete 60% of his passes at Duke.
And they weren't great.
Just generally, there's a lot of people who didn't think he was good.
Right.
Also wasn't good at the Senior Bowl. He wasn't good.
No.
Then there is the, okay, we don't think he's good, but the Giants think he's good. And if they have conviction, they should draft him. So then there's, but then there's, why in God's name did they have to draft him at 6?
Right.
Why not trade down and draft him somewhere later?
Right. Right.
So that was the other thing. And then, honestly, there is this sort of underlying, people say I like to quote-unquote play the race card. I don't play a card. I never play a card. I do acknowledge these discussions when they are out there, and I will tell you this.
Absolutely.
There are people who are saying that they wanted the white QB instead of the black QB.
Yeah, they're basically getting Eli part two.
And that they also basically wanted, that part of it, put aside now the race part of it, that they actually wanted, I mean, there's a David Cutcliffe
connection. The Cutcliffe connection.
They wanted
same
this
QB
kind
guy.
Of,
yeah.
This kind of,
right?
Yeah, this.
Low swag, but
yeah,
great,
low swag.
Strategic
right.
sort of,
yes,
yeah.
Whatever, and they fell in love with the.
Arm talent's decent, yeah.
It never made sense to me. I know that Jeffrey was like, get Josh Rosen. Josh Rosen, by the way, is still available.
Yeah, go get him.
He could probably play for the XFL at this point, coming up next year. Josh Rosen is still there to be had.
How does he feel today?
But there is no way, when Josh Rosen is not invited back to the Manning camp, there is no way that organization, which is one of the most buttoned up, particularly with Gettleman, et cetera,
right.
that they were going to have. Instead, they had Daniel Jones, who, guess what, was a star and a favorite of the Manning Passing Academy.
Yeah.
And so they obviously wanted, and that now he's saying, by the way, we love him with all my heart, is what he said, but he may not play for 3 years.
Oh, my God.
So they're planning for a few more years at Eli, and then Daniel Jones, and it drove Giants fans absolutely crazy. And Jeffrey so I have this theory, and I think it's a legit theory.
Yeah.
And this is the way I would defend them. Mm-hmm. If it's the right quarterback, it doesn't matter if it was at 6 or at 16. And indeed, you just don't risk it because you don't know who else might have this irrational love of Daniel Jones. If you really believe that Daniel Jones is the answer for the next 15 years, you will not regret taking him at 6 instead of 16. And you'll say, okay, we could have extracted an extra second-round pick from trading down or something.
Right.
But that's if you really think he's that awesome, it's just not worth the risk. I actually have always said, if you are taking a quarterback, you shouldn't take a quarterback unless you believe he is a franchise quarterback.
Right.
Because an okay quarterback is, it's like the ad, just okay is not okay, right? So,
right.
And if he's a franchise quarterback, it doesn't matter where you take him if you're right.
Right.
Because he will he will be worth it, whatever it is. And so the only way I can defend him is, listen, they thought someone else might fall in love with him. They didn't want to risk it. They believed in him. They needed a quarterback. And in the end, if they're wrong, they'll all lose their jobs.
That's right.
But honestly, that's also true of Kyler Murray at the top. If they're wrong, they'll all lose their jobs. That's just as risky. It's just we've gotten used to the idea of Kyler Murray at number one.
Yeah, so, we have a different perception of him.
Yeah, so and he was accurate, unlike Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
So, but that the way I would defend it is, listen, now we'll wait and see. If he's good, people won't beat him up for this in a year.
Right. No, you're right.
Like, I didn't mind.
We'll forget it.
People thought Chicago was stupid to go up and get Trubisky. And in the end, they should have stayed there and taken Mahomes, or should have stayed there and taken Deshaun Watson or whatever else. But in the end, if Trubisky turns out to be good, it doesn't matter that they traded up to get him. And whatever, it's worth it.
Right.
If they're good, it's worth it. And if he is good, it's worth it. It's just nobody believes he's good except for David Gettleman.
Yeah.
That's the real problem.
You're exactly right.
Now, the other, but if there was any group that was less happy, I think the Giants fans were the least happy last night. If there was a group that was less happy, it was the Bachelorettes of Nashville. Now,
yes.
You have to understand, Nashville, and by the way, Nashville looked great last night.
It did. You and I hate almost doing this, and I know there are Memphians that are, but it's difficult to say. It looked amazing.
Right, no, it looked great. I'm not afraid
you know
of saying
what,
it looked great.
The other point that you made yesterday, not an overrated day. It reminded me of
how about that?
Thank
you. I've convinced you.
You convinced me, and here's what.
And it's so much better than the NBA draft.
And I told Dan this morning. Here's what did it. My 10-year-old is not into football, and he goes, "Well, Jay, Dad, turn on the NFL draft. We got to see who Arizona picks." And we just started watching. He watched it for an hour until he went to bed. I'm like, what?
Really?
What? And that, again, this is a passive football, kid. And we're sitting there just following along, watching Twitter, doing the whole thing,
There was nothing overrated about that day.
It was not overrated at all.
Hundreds of thousands of people
down
there.
Wildly successful.
It's a great scene.
Yeah.
You've got, actually,
something.
You had some swag in terms of the fans.
A lot
of
star power.
You had some interesting ways of greeting Roger Goodell.
And the jump, yeah.
The jump, yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
So there was it was not overrated at
no,
all.
No, it wasn't overrated.
Thank you,
You're
Brad.
Right. I give you props.
This is the first time ever.
No,
Brad
I
has
like
come
agreeing
away
with
my
you.
Thing. No, but I don't. I agree. You don't mind
you
agreeing with me.
You and I often, let's be honest, don't always see eye to eye. But on this one, I think
but
I'm
I
with
don't
you.
Know that you've I've ever changed
me.
Your mind
no,
before.
You've changed my mind. You changed my mind.
This is a good one. It was not overrated day. Nashville,
not at all.
Nashville looked absolutely great.
It did.
And other people have made this point that if they had put in a retractable dome when they built that stadium,
Super Bowl,
they would be getting a Super Bowl. They would be getting a Final Four. They would be getting like
everything.
Nashville. I like living in Memphis, but Nashville is a hot city. People love going to Nashville. There's a whole lot of white people there. People like that about
a
city.
Caucasians. And it's centered.
And yeah, it's all
airport.
Right down there,
no,
downtown
it
Broadway.
It has the Gary Parish requirement, which is all of it's together.
It's all downtown.
One.
Exactly
yeah.
Right. It's like I will say, like so
hate
they did it. They
it's
did
awesome.
It. They did it. Now Memphis is awesome downtown now too. Like honestly,
yeah.
Like I'm not killing Memphis, but
I'm not
comparison.
Either. I didn't even talk about Memphis. I'm talking about Nashville.
But Nashville looked awesome.
I think we compare ourselves to Nashville too much. That might be the issue.
But. Right, comparisons are never useful,
just,
even in life.
Take
just
it for what
you.
It is.
Be you.
Yeah, they're good. We're good.
And but they look great last night. Huh. And but one of the typical things about Nashville because it has
oh here we go yeah
so it's little party girl white.
It's the bachelorette capital of the world.
It is, in fact, because. Let's. If you're a bachelorette and you want to go for a bachelorette,
no,
party,
you get your
right?
D necklaces and you go,
can,
girls.
You can see you're not. New Orleans is a little too wild and dangerous for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's way seedy.
Particularly if you are a certain sorority type. It's
true.
Just too
it's dangerous.
It's too seedy for you, right?
Yes.
It's just a little too
yeah.
edgy.
It's out in the open.
It's
like,
too,
there it is.
It's too edgy. And
agreed.
And Atlanta is it's a little bit, it's passé at this point,
yeah,
right?
It,
who
and
wants
it's
to
bloated.
Go?
It's almost like bloated.
It's bloated. Exactly right. And then I suppose you could go to Dallas, but then you'd have to wear a cowboy hat.
And it's spread out.
And it's spread out. So where do they go now? Where does every sorority girl want to go to have their bachelorette party with all their other and these people are often blonde.
Yeah.
And they gather and they drink
yeah.
and they
wear their D necklaces. You know what I'm talking about, right?
What is a D necklace?
It's a
with
phallic.
A D on it?
No, it's
really?
A phallic type of jewelry assembly.
Is that true? I've never seen one.
Yeah, well, hold you on. Haven't clearly been around a lot of bachelorette parties these days. They have phallic like drink cups they use. They have all sorts of regalia. You clearly have not studied this enough. Yeah.
Okay.
They got all that stuff.
Should I spell out the full word?
Yeah.
D-
no,
necklaces.
like if you go bachelorette party attire and items, it'll inevitably arrive on images and pictures and information about phallic symbols and things that women.
Is that true?
It is. I'm sorry. People listening are shaking their head right now.
Did you have a bachelorette necklaces? Okay, here we go. Right yeah. here. What do we? What,
do they
what
have
pops
phallic
up?
Ones? Yeah, there's got to be one. It's because it's kind
of. Well, some of these are just. Just sweet. They just got beads.
Oh, I'm sure there's some sweet ones too,
they've
but there's
got
some
beads
vulgar ones
and boas
as well.
And,
there's some vulgar ones. You see, you're also on the appropriate,
probably
kid-friendly internet.
It pitches to me, and they know what kind of guy.
Yeah,
I am.
It's all of that. A logarithm is pitching to a nice middle-aged man. You know, I'm talking. This
you're
is,
nice to say middle-aged. No,
this
I appreciate
is like
that.
This is like for 25-year-old white chicks who have
bachelorette
like they have
party,
D necklaces.
Bachelorette party light up.
Yeah.
10:45.
The
it's phallic beads,
symbol.
And then at the bottom of it, right mm-hmm. there, is a
yeah.
wiener.
Yeah, a wiener schnitzel.
10, and you can get, from Etsy, you can get 10 glitter penis necklace necklaces.
Etsy's got them on sale.
For $10.65.
Exactly.
Anyway, so what you do is you take your necklace, you go to Nashville, you go, woo!
Yeah, party!
You drink, you party. And then what happens is you find that there's 10 million football fans in downtown Nashville.
Dudes.
And they're dudes and with actual D's, and this is no fun at all, and this is what you sound like.
You can see the beautiful bride-to-be right here. They're just having a great time. But the thing is, a lot of these bachelorette parties came not knowing that the NFL was here, so they had to change their plans up a little bit.
Okay. The person that's going to pay for this is my husband when I refuse to watch football the entire season. Like, no Super Bowl.
No.
Because you get married once.
Yep.
How often does the draft happen?
Every freaking year.
Every year.
Putting a little damper on these ladies' one last fling before the ring.
Like, the worst.
Yeah.
Cutting off football?
I didn't know what they were going to cut off. First of all, let's be clear. A lot of these people get married more than once. They say you get married once and the draft happens every
the
year.
The fling before the ring.
A lot of people get married more than once.
Yeah, usually
so
they do.
So often these people will get married more than once. Mm. But with all due respect, there's no way the husband should pay for this.
Oh, no.
The NFL draft is scheduled way in advance. She can check out what's happening. If it bothers her to have all these men wearing cheese heads around, it's her own fault.
Did you have a bachelor and a bachelorette party? How did it go?
I had
with
neither.
Okay, yeah, we didn't either. We decided
to
party. We had a group sort of similar venture where we all partied and we lived it up together.
I didn't really have a last fling before the fling.
John Martin did.
All my flings were after I got
Didn't John Martin go down to New Orleans?
John Martin went to New Orleans, I
believe.
It just strikes me as a bad idea for everybody.
I think it's a bad idea. Like whatever you haven't done by the time you were getting married, you know, you probably should just go ahead and have accomplished that.
Yes, exactly right. If you're not ready, if you haven't gotten that out of your system.
Have you had enough partying or flinging or whatever you got to get done?
Done, then do that before you pop the question.
Like before you get engaged. Go ahead and do that.
Do that. Yes, you should have your bachelor party or your bachelor party.
Is there advice from the Jeff Calkins show?
Before you actually get engaged. All right, on to the other substance of the show. If you were to say, and here I'll be breaking it down in a very technical football way. Your Mississippi State Bulldogs did well, didn't they?
Three draft
picks in the first round
and
for a team that won 8 games.
There are still Mississippi State fans that feel disparaged, especially with the Simmons video montage that ESPN
Okay, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
So Jeffrey Simmons is drafted by the Tennessee Titans.
Right, right.
And I will say.
I'm interested in your thoughts.
Listen, I'm not going to approve of what he did in that fight. You can't possibly.
No, it's inexplicable.
I don't even think it's inexplicable. It's inexcusable.
It's criminal.
It's inexcusable. It's criminal.
It's criminal. We've been down this road.
And it is abhorrent. It's awful.
You can't excuse it at all. No.
He probably should have spent a night or two in jail. He probably should have gone to jail.
He shouldn't have been admitted to Mississippi State.
And he probably shouldn't have been admitted to
Mississippi State. I thought it was dumb at the time.
Okay. All of that is true. That's a
bingo.
That's a POS move. No. It stays with him. It is part of who he is. And it is, it was, I think.
They shouldn't have enrolled him.
They should not have enrolled him in Mississippi State. And he did not pay much of a price at all.
No.
Okay?
All true.
Having said that, my understanding is, and I could be wrong, but my understanding is that since he's gotten it to Mississippi State, and I remember when this happened, Gary was like, Dan Mullen should not have taken Jeffrey Simmons, because if he does something,
everybody's fired.
It's on you.
And it's true. It's 100% true. And I was with him.
But
and I'm a State fan.
Dan Mullen was not fired.
No.
Jeffrey Simmons did not do anything, at least nothing that was revealed.
Right.
He evidently led a clean and good life.
Everybody
down there
says that.
At Mississippi State.
Yes.
There's no evidence to the contrary.
Everybody says he's been a model citizen.
So what is weird to me, I honestly thought it was unfair.
I did too.
I didn't think we needed to hear the listen. Tyreek Hill. Yes, this is news.
This is right before the
this
draft.
This is news from yesterday.
Right.
Tyreek Hill, who by the way also had a domestic incident in college,
right,
which is why he dropped to Kansas City,
right.
There is now audio of his. Is it his girlfriend or his wife?
Well, I think it's the mother of his child.
Right. There is audio of her accusing him,
right,
of having broken their son's arm, saying, Daddy did it. The son says, Daddy did it.
That's right.
He then says, she says, he's terrified of you. She explains to Tyreek,
yep,
that he's terrified of you. And Tyreek Hill to that says, you should be terrified of me too.
Yeah.
Right?
Threatens
him. All this is on audio.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that audio played last night.
No. No.
And that's, like, actually relevant to the NFL right now.
To your point, that news emerged about 45 minutes before the first pick.
And my understanding
is, it was buried.
On the NFL Network, they literally didn't mention the story at all. They did talk about the story,
right,
on ESPN. They didn't mention the story on NFL Network. That is yesterday it happened,
yep,
and they buried it. This is a video from 4 years ago. I think you're fine to say he had an incident,
but
and explain the incident,
yeah,
and say,
and look at where we're at,
the red flag and whatever, yeah, else. But this whole deal of you're going to be watching a disturbing video now. If you hadn't seen the video now, it's ridiculous. I actually thought that was, and listen,
ESPN knew this was going to happen.
It's
going to
stay with him for forever, and right, so I get it. And I'm not, I don't
I
really feel that sorry for him. I just thought it was crappy and cheap, and I thought they did it more for, here, look at this fun video of this guy beating up this woman. Than anything else, and we're maybe pretending to be responsible.
They did it for this reason. They want. I think that they knew that we would be talking about this situation today. I really do.
And so they wanted to say we did everything. We care about domestic violence.
Right.
But if they care about domestic violence, why aren't they playing the one that's like current and real?
It's a relevant question.
And I think it's and honestly, I think the Jeffrey Simmons pick is a good one.
I do too.
The Titans aren't, he's the reason, and by the way, the reason he fell to the Titans was not that video. If he had been healthy, he would have gone in the top 10.
He's injured.
Of the draft.
He's out.
He's probably not, he's a torn ACL. He's probably not going to play this year at all. Well, people don't draft high when you're going to not play this
year
at all. So he drops to 19 to the to the Titans, and they get one of the top 8 players in the draft. And in a year when they're not gonna play for the title anyway,
right?
And no one thinks the Titans are gonna win a title this year.
No.
So whatever. So next year you got this physical stud coming in. I think the Titans were a winner with this one. And again, I'm not excusing it. I'm not saying he shouldn't have had more repercussions at the time. But given that all these years have passed, I thought it was cheap.
I agree,
honestly, to do that now. Other teams to think about. The Raiders, John is, I'm sure, immensely depressed.
God.
They took Cleveland.
What are you doing?
They took Cleveland Farrell at 4.
Yeah.
No one thought he should go at 4. Like, he was a good player. He had a nice national championship game. He's not a great athlete. They evidently wanted Quinnen Williams, who had gone to the Jets, and so there they were.
At that was a 4. Good pick.
I love the Jets pick.
Yep.
And they take Cleveland Farrell. And then they take a Josh Jacobs, which is a running back in the first round, which I never approve of.
Don't like
Plus,
it.
Plus, he wasn't. when everyone says he didn't have tread on
his
tongue.
That's the kid from Alabama. Right.
He didn't lead the team in rushing ever at Alabama. And so what people say is
little too.
He doesn't have he's big. They said he doesn't he's tread on his have tread on his tires. But he doesn't have tread on his tires because he doesn't have big numbers. He just doesn't have, he didn't put up big numbers. Now, they say he's the really smart kid. He interviews well. He's a coach's dream. And so maybe he'll be great. He was not great in college. He just wasn't. He was great at the end of his senior year.
They got him at 24, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a perfectly reasonable pick. I don't
hate
it.
Late first.
And then Jonathan Abrams, who's the safety from Mississippi State.
He's a good pick. I like him.
I didn't hate those two. I didn't just go gaga over those two. And then the Farrell one sort of was confusing. You've got the Giants with Daniel Jones at 6.
Yep.
Then I didn't mind what else they did. They got Dexter Lawrence, who is supremely talented, but wasn't as productive as some. And then they traded up to get the first corner who was taken from Georgia, DeAndre Baker, who I think is really good. So overall, I'm not sure that you're miserable about what the Giants did. But because Daniel Jones went high and because Cleveland Farrell went high when no one expected it, what happened was for teams like the Jags, who were able to get Josh Allen, they never thought he would be there defensively.
Yeah.
They got lucky. For Detroit, T.J. Hockenson, he might have been there anyway, but they got lucky. The Bills certainly got lucky when Ed Oliver dropped to 9. I think there's no question. Cincinnati gets lucky. Jonah Williams goes all the way down to 11. So I thought those were some of the winners.
Did you like the receiver from Oklahoma the Ravens picked?
What I loved was how emotional he was.
Oh, my God. He couldn't hold it together even walking up on the stage.
That was the sweetest story.
Amazing.
That was one of the
Hollywood
Brown was one of the
something.
He was so incredibly moved when he was drafted, and it was the best interview.
No question,
I thought just because that's what you want. You want a guy to have that much emotion. Now he's going to a team that does not have passed the ball effectively, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see how it works. But I love that moment.
Yeah.
I thought that moment was great. It'll be interesting. So then the Redskins, who typically do a lot of stupid things.
Oh yeah. Pick
the Redskins,
local kid.
And it won't work out if he's not good, it won't work out. But right now there was the thought that they were going to have to trade up for Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah.
Instead,
he landed to him.
He just plops in their lap. He's from Potomac, Maryland.
Yeah.
Dwayne Haskins. Perfect. And then they got another Mississippi State guy in Montez Sweat. I mean, that's great, isn't it?
And he's amazing. That's a terrific. In fact, you could argue Redskins had the best first round.
I think you could argue. Yes. Now, that depends on Dwayne Haskins better be good. But
be
in
good.
Terms of value and everything
at its face,
else.
Yes. Montez Sweat and the quarterback from Ohio
State.
They
had a very good first round. The folks who did not have a good first round, Drew Locke was not taken from Missouri. Greedy Williams, the corner from LSU, was not taken. Juwan Taylor from Florida was not taken. And DK Metcalf from Ole Miss.
I was surprised at his draw.
Also not taken. You know what? In the end, I think people decided that he's like his abs are unbelievable.
Oh my God, he's ripped.
If you were drafting, if you were just having an abs draft, he would have gone.
He is a specimen.
He would have gone very high, but he wasn't. I actually, you know who we had on? We had Jason Lockenfora on the other day.
Yeah, what did he say?
And he said he wasn't going to go in the first round.
Huh.
And I would say that he turned out to be right. He did not go in the first round. Now, he'll go in the second round, you would think.
Yeah.
And you would also think that tonight is the night when Daryl Henderson will go.
Yep.
And so the draft will continue to be fun. The bachelorette parties will continue to be ruined. Your wife did not have a bachelorette party?
She did not, no.
What are you allowed to do?
You're not allowed to have sex with another person on a bachelor or bachelorette party.
Can you make out with another person? Nothing.
It
All
happens
you can do
a
is
lot.
Get drunk.
You are not allowed to do that. You're not supposed to make out with another person.
You're not.
So you are allowed.
You're supposed to have drunken revelry.
You are supposed to have. I think drunken revelry
and talk
is the
about
edge.
All this,
yeah.
Right.
You're supposed to have D necklaces and you're supposed to have wild times and interesting props. You're supposed to go to Nashville or come to Memphis or go to New Orleans or wherever you decide.
But you're not, it's not, in fact, the last fling before the fling.
No. No, it is not. You should have that ship should have sailed before you
that
proposed.
Ship should
and
have
I think
sailed
that's
before
you
proposed.
You nailed it.
I will say we saw essentially the best and worst of Nashville last night, right?
Yes, we did.
We saw what a great place, gathering place, yeah. fun town it can be. And then when we got the close up, we saw exactly who was gathering there and we got a clearer picture of what Nashville is all about. When you are done with your bachelorette, when you've gotten it all out of your system, and you come home and you want to relax, you want a good night's sleep, what you want to do is you want to lie down on a Sleepy Z's mattress, a nice mattress, a beautiful mattress from Sleepy Z's. You're ready to settle in.
Oh, that's a perfect
arrival spot. To your marriage
and
whatever else. So your Serta Eye Comfort, your Simmons Beauty Rest. There's your sweetie.
Nice.
You'll know that you paid 50 to 80% off retail store prices. You'll also know that if you mention my name, Jeff Calkins, you will get an additional 10% off anything in the store. You know you'll be getting a mattress from the place that was named the best mattress store in 2015, 16, 17, and 18. And if you need furniture to furnish your new home, which you will, obviously, they have all that, too. They've got a showroom full of furniture from Signature Design by Ashley and Benchcraft. It's why it's called Sleepy Z's Mattress and Furniture. Sleepy Z's is located at 2790 Kirby Winton Road at the corner of Summer Avenue, right next to Hollywood Feed. Give them a call, 901-692-6200. Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner. We're never wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Jason Smith's going to roll in here next. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis, with crazy good players, unicorns, and now crazy amounts of cash.
Yes.
It's Unicorn Cash. Win yours starting Monday every hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m.
Wow, my goodness.
From 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is crazy.
Men, are you consistently failing to lose weight from diet and exercise? Listen closely. Men's Health Plus wants you to know the facts about low testosterone. It's not your fault. Your body's testosterone level naturally drops as you age. We can help. Call 901-457-5655. Our doctors will prescribe a custom treatment plan so you'll feel better about yourself, raising your confidence in the gym, bedroom, and in life. Don't wait. Let Men's Health Plus get you back on track for your New Year's resolution. Call 901-457-5655. Online, menshealthplus.com.
What if you only needed one company to take care of all your technological challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more. Introducing the new CSpire Business. It's the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. More than 500 service professionals, 8,700 miles of fiber, ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire universe. When you have everything in a single managed IT portfolio, one company to take care of all of it, you got a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest technological challenges. To find out more about them, go to cspire.com/business. Cspire, customer inspired.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Come for that special night or just a great evening out with friends. Featuring our signature shrimp and grits and other fresh seafood from the Gulf. We also offer sustainable beef, pork, and lamb entrees. Top off your evening with warm bread pudding and praline sauce. Make your reservations now at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Who wants to drive an ugly, boring car? Nobody! Who wants to walk around Collierville Auto Center with me? Everybody! I'm looking at BMWs, Range Rovers, Mercedes, even Porsche! That's why I call this Collierville Auto Center the Dream Center! I'm looking at one fine Ferrari right here. That's right, if you can dream it, you can find it. Right here in Collierville on West Poplar, just past Highway 72. Tahoes, Jeeps, Lexus, and Infiniti. What you want for road trips and summer. Audi to Escalade. Makes no difference who you are. Dreams really do come true at Collierville Auto Center. Voted best used car dealership in Memphis. Fun to visit. People fly in and drive in all the time. Ask for Jeff. He'll make it quick and easy. And Sam will get the best financing for you, 100% guaranteed. If you can dream it, you can drive it today. Collierville Auto Center on West Poplar or go to ColliervilleAutoCenter.com.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected, and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay. Offer ends 5/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to 8 hours.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, well, this keeps getting longer. John Martin has been in touch with Affordable Blinds. Ron Olson has been in touch with Affordable Blinds. Howie K. from Robert Irwin Jewelers, where you should shop for your jewelry, has been in touch with Affordable Blinds. And those are just like the people who are really closest to me. And I get tweets and texts from people who are trying to get in touch with Affordable Blinds. I get endorsements from people who've already used Affordable Blinds. At this point, all of Memphis should have Affordable Blinds. And if you don't, by all means, call Chip Wiggins, 753-5822. Have him bring the mobile showroom out to your house, whether you need those beautiful outdoor shutters, make your house look like one of the snappiest ones on the block, or whether you need some of the fancy new stuff. Alexa, open my blinds, and the blinds just go up, and the sun comes pouring in, and you feel better about everything about your life. He can show you all of that. If you go to their Facebook page, Affordable Blinds and Shutters, you'll see videos of the kind of things they can do. You don't have to make a call to do that. But if you want to talk to Chip, you want to set up an appointment, 753-5822. It can all be done in 2 weeks. 2 weeks. AffordableBlinds@Memphis.com. Joined now by Jason Smith. Jason and John are on every single day from 11 until 2. Before I get to football, before I get to basketball recruiting, before I get to all of the things I want to talk to Jason about, I did ask him off the air if he had a bachelorette party or bachelor party, if there was any of that involved in the Smith wedding. Mm. And I heard a horrifying story that I don't know that he wants to repeat on the air about a relative's. They got married in Jamaica. Jason and Jason, you all got married. What year was it? How long have you been married now?
10 years in July.
Okay. Oh.
So 2009, baby.
Congratulations.
What are you doing for 10-year anniversary? What are you doing for the 10th year anniversary?
Big trip.
Where are you going?
The plan is to go see Dad.
Oh,
I know. But here's the problem.
That is so nice.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
He's in the sticks of Belize. Again, not in Belize cities. Basically in, you know,
way out
third world. Mm. Yeah. And I'm trying
There's
to
nowhere
sell
to stay.
It. Oh, nah, yeah. And so trying to sell that to the wife as the 10th is still rough. That's why it's not official that this is the 10th, you know, the trip.
What do you mean the 10th is rough?
Well, trying to sell this trip to Belize to the sticks to see my father.
Right. Oh,
again,
is
to sell it as the big 10th year, you know.
It's tough, right?
I'm not sure she's
Couldn't
buying
she stay
it.
In a beautiful Belize
city? She loves my father.
Belize
she
city?
Loves my
Couldn't
father's
she stay
wife.
In a nice hotel in Belize city for a some of the trip and then go pop down and see your dad, too?
Well, number one, I'm a newbie here, so I only get 2 weeks vacation. Okay, that's number one.
Let's negotiate.
So we can finagle for John. Why not?
I appreciate that, boss.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that No, it's a hopper flight from Belize City to where he is in Placencia.
It's another flight from Belize City.
Yes, or a three-hour road trip if you want to get on the dirt road and drive. No, which I don't want to do. My uncle did
that.
What's
the closest town from him? Like, what is the? Is
there
a town?
I got no idea. Yeah, I just know that once I get to Belize City, which you can do southwest, you can do anything.
Belize City is like
that's easy.
This sounds very rainforesty.
Then you got to get on a hopper with propellers and get on, and they have no lights at the airport where he's at.
What?
You got to land in the daytime. You might have you might have some goats on the flight with you down there to where he's at.
No.
That's why I'm some precious other precious cargo. Yeah. Huh. And so that's why I've delayed the trip.
Where does he grocery shop then, for example?
Oh, it's a little third world town, but they got a little store, a little bar. At one point they had a little Memphian down there that had opened up. I've told you this.
Right.
A bowling alley, two lanes, and a pizza place. A Memphian of all things.
Wow.
A lot of folks go down and retire to Belize. Remember, the land at one point they were selling it up.
He still likes it?
I guess this is year five for him, and he's not back, so you got to think he's happy. I just wonder.
He owns a house. Owns a condo or a house?
It's a nice little condo. On the water. Again, and you can think, okay, picturesque, but I'm telling you, Myron Lowry went down there. He's like, what in the world?
Myron Lowry went to see.
He hightailed it back up here. He thought Dad was living in a palace. So
Myron Lowry came zipping back.
And you can ask somebody, go ask Myron Lowry. If anybody knows him, you can go ask him. I heard Myron was not pleased with Dad's living, with his living quarters. You know, Myron thought he was staying with Dad. Well, until he saw, then he got his tail back on out of there. Because I'm telling you, it's third world. Anyway, I didn't mean to get into it, but that's part of the reason why we haven't been already. But Dad is, again, year five. He's dying to see his grandson down in Belize, and it's time. But again, I've got to sell that to the wife as it's the big trip, and I'm having that's why it's not official yet, that it is the big trip.
Okay, well, we're
trying to work that out.
10 years ago, you did not have a bachelor party, and she did not have a bachelorette party, because there'd been a previous one in Jamaica. You all got married in Jamaica, and then the previous one had gotten in Jamaica, and you went to a bachelor party down there, and she went to a bachelorette party down there.
Debauchery.
What manner of debauchery?
Well, listen, 10 years ago, too, I wasn't walking the good Christian life that I am now.
Right.
And so, I guess it had been 15 years ago. That's when I got married 10 years ago. We'd gone to a cousin's wedding down in Jamaica, and it got pretty raunchy.
Oh.
You know, at her bachelorette party, I heard some bad things about what went on in that thing. And
well, so, for example, Brad was telling me
I know about the one we had for him, and it was pretty raunchy.
Brad was telling me that in Nashville, that I didn't realize this, I do not believe, in fact, I'm quite sure not available at Robert Irwin Jewelers is the D necklace. It's too high class a place. They don't do that there.
That is a top end place.
It's a high end.
Howie is actually the best, very classy.
In there, classy.
Robert Irwin Jewelers. Very classy.
Go see Robert Irwin Jewelers where you only get
I'm sure they could customize something for you if you needed it.
I don't even think he would.
Listen,
if you want to
Howie can make any customized piece, I'm sure, happen.
He would draw a line.
I don't know if this is appropriate.
He's not touching that, man.
No.
Anyway, so Brad tells me that there are phallic necklaces.
You act like you're so new to this.
I know,
man.
Like
you
are.
When he was telling you,
I didn't know
it's like it's a revelation.
But
it
was a revelation.
Yeah,
it was a revelation. I had no idea. But you tell me that in Jamaica, these weren't necklaces, ladies and gentlemen.
It's what happened.
And they were being slapped in faces, but they were not necklaces. Is this true? Like actual real phallic. Attached to the gentleman in question.
Well, we're not talking about.
Yeah, that
that was stuff. Happening. Yeah.
Real, we're talking
about
real
out.
Deal.
That is why the women are using those, because that is in place of the real thing.
It can't be a double standard, but us men, that's how we.
If you go to a strip joint,
I mean, it's the same. Yeah.
It's the same thing.
And am I feeling on booty in the strip joint 15 years ago?
Yeah.
And so what's happening at hers?
Yeah.
And her cousins. And you know what's happening. And I was still mad about it, and that's wrong.
Mad about what?
But
what was mad about?
Yeah.
What
was happening in her room?
You held on to that.
What was happening in that bachelorette room?
Oh, you were mad about
that,
even though it wasn't hers.
Yeah.
It was just a,
Yeah, and so
human nature.
All of that matters, and
you
the
all
context
negotiated
matters because literally 5 years later, I said, because we're getting married in Jamaica, and I know what goes on at bachelorette parties and bachelor parties in Jamaica, I said, we're not doing it, baby.
Nope.
We're not going to do it.
Not doing
and
it.
Then, thank God, 5 years later, I started walking the Christian life. I didn't think about feeling on any more booty at strip club.
By the way,
bless.
I don't know if I asked you this.
Much better life, much more peace.
It often is. I find that I can't remember things anymore. So it's possible I asked you this. What happened 5 years ago that you started walking the Christian life? Was there a moment?
Yeah, well, it's pretty simple. I'm a man that's loyal. I have told you this. The short of it is my barber, who eventually got called to the ministry,
right,
had been in my ear for years. Hey, man, you know, kind of just putting the word in because he was a church guy. Hadn't been called to the ministry yet. And over the years, and this happened in North Memphis on Jackson before he even had his own barbershop, that's back when he had the smallest room in the building. I told him, you know what? I'm not in a church right now, basically, because number one, I wasn't raised in one. But number two, man, I look around, I see pastors, they're rolling around in Cadillacs, they got fresh shoes or whatever, and I look at the big churches, you know, the hens of the world, right?
The money churches.
Like, yeah, right. And again, this is a naive, keep in mind, I'm super naive. Right. Raised
with
You're
looking from the outside, right.
Right, and I'm thinking there's too much of that looks fake to me, too much of it looks like it's about money.
Hypocritical.
And pastor slash barber, what you've been telling me in my ear all these years, I know that ain't about money. So when you open a church, I'm going to be there. And that's what happened.
Really?
All these years later. So, yeah,
open the church?
In Bartlett. We were in the little Bartlett. It's on stage. I can't remember. You call it the Municipal Center or something. It's like a little – it's connected to a church. It's like
still
a little convention. Yeah.
Still
the
same place.
Yeah.
How many people, how many people joined?
Oh, dude, it's just a room full. We can barely fill a room. Oh. It's me, him, most of it. It's his family.
Really?
Most of it's his family. I'm sitting in there with my wife, with my kid, and my wife had been on me all these years about, you got to get a relationship with God, buddy. I mean, that's what's made it. And wow. Look at it. I mean, was she right or what? I'm thinking about feeling on booty at strip clubs. Yes, I needed to clean up my life. She was absolutely right. More importantly, the drinking. That's where it really helped me. And I tell you what, I go in there.
Have you stopped drinking altogether?
Just about. I'll have a beer every now and then. Or Bennett come over. I'll buy the beer. I'll have one. They end up drinking the rest. I don't need it anymore. It's awesome.
I'm
thank
with you
God
on that.
For that. But it helped me clean that part up. Anyway, I go in there just thinking I'm being loyal to my guy, right? Still got no relationship with God. My wife's been telling me, I know I need it. But I'm not feeling the draw.
Right.
I'm feeling the draw to be loyal to the guy that was in my ear all those years. I go in and I find out how good God is. That's the story.
Wow. All right, what did you think of the Jeffrey Simmons video last night that ESPN played?
I didn't think they needed to play it. We had all seen it. It was old enough. Here's the deal, and I think they knew it. They didn't play it beforehand. Now look, Jeffrey Simmons' name hadn't come up beforehand, but you don't play it beforehand clearly because ESPN made. I'm thinking them. You make a decision. We're not going to put this video out beforehand because we don't want to be accused of putting it out and his stock dropping or having anything to do with that. Because you could tell by the as soon as they announce his name, Wingo goes into alert mode. He goes into, all right, here we go, guys.
Yep. Yeah, we've been prepped for something.
I mean, this one's bad. Let's get ready. Yeah. Sit back. Hold on to your butts.
Prepped.
Right? And then he goes
into
this.
You may not want to watch this. Yeah. It's disturbing.
Prepped.
And then he runs us through what happened. He gives us the details. They still show the video. Again, 2014?
Yeah.
It's 2016, I think they admitted him into Mississippi State. So they do their, investigation or whatever, make that decision. But my point is that we had all seen it. It didn't feel like it was necessary.
This was
and I thought Wingo having to over and over again, like
we
talked about
all over apologize for it.
I thought that was even him
feeling
a little bit of
the associate athletic director at Mississippi State also tweeted that the reaction was not covered. And they had a whole camera crew at State yesterday. And that they basically botched the whole thing. Yeah, they loved him up.
Here's the key. He never did mess up again, did he?
No.
And I'll bet you they put super restrictions. But you walk across a street funny, you're up out of here.
No question.
I respect that Strickland, the AD who's down now at Florida, he had been the AD at Mississippi State, right?
That's right.
I respect that he went to Macon, Mississippi, did some homework. And look, do colleges let in guys who don't deserve second chances in because they're talented? Does that happen? Yes.
Yeah.
All the time. Because they're talented.
Right. And I can make an argument that he should have paid a bigger price back then. I don't really know what the price was precisely.
The law dealt with him, Jeff.
Right.
Yep.
I think he ended up paying $1,000 in fines and takes a charge
or
something.
He sat out like two or three games, if I recall.
And we can go back and forth on if that was light. Right. The law dealt with it. Mississippi State did the investigation. But more importantly, this kid never did it again and appears by all accounts to be reformed.
Well, to my, that's my view.
To have remorse. He's always stood up to it. He's answered every question about it. I ain't telling you what he did was acceptable. It ain't. Just like Brad said, you can't. It's awful. And when you see it, seeing it makes it worse.
Yep.
It's the natural reaction we all have.
But it's kind of it's old news.
And going back to the decision to run it again, it's old news, particularly when it appears this kid has turned his life around, and been a good citizen since, and paid the law. That's number one. We have a law system in this region. You know, we can sit here and judge, and that's part of our jobs and what we're doing. But we also have a system, and we can go back and forth on the merits of it. But we have a law system to deal with that too. That's the judge. You gotta answer to that. He did. More importantly, he hasn't done it again. He does right. Everything's out.
He didn't drop because of it.
You made the point on Twitter.
Yeah, I think he dropped because of his knee injury because he's not going to play next year.
Everybody speaks highly of the kid down in the state and everywhere else.
And the this is totally different than the Laramie Tunsil video, mm-hmm. which came out that day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's news. You show, oh, my gosh, there's this video.
Timely.
It's causing him to break. We've got to see Laramie Tunsil in a gas mask.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Joe Mixon video, which happened when he was in college, mm-hmm. Is, to me, much more relevant than this video. I would not have shown
But I heard you made the point, too, and I thought about it. Maybe it's not part of the draft, but there's no Tyreek Hill audio.
Yeah, where's that?
I heard y'all talking about that before.
There's audio. There's pretty damning audio.
We're hearing it everywhere.
That got buried 45 minutes before the NFL draft.
Yeah.
That's an actual NFL player. They don't want to mess that up.
That didn't apply in this case. We're talking draft and draft prospects.
Right. Okay.
I didn't think it was the right
motive. You told me, when we came in, I said, did you watch this draft? He said, oh, yeah, I was just mostly rooting for the Raiders to screw up.
I know, that's hate. It is hateration, but y'all know I claim that. I claim that hateration because, come on.
So funny.
You know, we drafted Khalil Mack at 24. That's what we did.
And, you drafted Khalil Mack at 24.
Basically.
That's pretty good. Okay, so the Raiders got Cleveland Farrell, a controversial fourth pick. They got Josh Jacobs and Jonathan Abram. Are you confident that he screwed up enough that you'll be able to give it to your partner?
Oh, he's right off top. They screwed up. They screwed the pooch. Going up there and getting this kid that high. Man, they could have traded back and they gotten this kid at 15 or 14 or 16, or they could have traded back.
I think so.
It was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
No, I don't know if it's – y'all know I love Lewis Riddick, the front office guy that ESPN uses
all the time.
I'm not sure why he's not back in the front office. He's they should have owned the first round, right. The Raiders. Instead, they went first with a little bit of a reach. This kid's a good player. He had a good, like you said, a good national championship game. But, you could have got him lower. You could have gotten, you could have gotten something.
Then they took two positions that are often not taken in the first round.
I know.
Safety and running back. You don't have to get those guys in the first round.
Nope.
I think they're
good players. They're good players.
They seem like they're good players.
But they didn't own the first round. They should have with three picks.
And then the Daniel Jones thing for the Giants.
Look at how the Redskins did it. They knew the board and waited on Haskins, their guy, to drop to them. The Giants could have waited on Daniel Jones to drop. Don't give me this stuff as you didn't think he was going to drop to 17. Know the board. The Redskins loved Haskins. Nobody was going to take Daniel Jones that high. Wait on your guy. The Redskins showed the way to do it. I thought they wasted an opportunity there to get him later. Get the best defender up there.
Darrell Henderson is likely going to go today.
Got to.
How good do you think he will be?
Well, I hated it that the Raiders drafted a running back because it sounded like from Steinberg that they really loved Darrell Henderson too. So if Josh Jacobs had gone somewhere else, good chance the Raiders might have gone on Henderson in that first round. That said, I think he'll be great because Steinberg said, I don't agree, he's not a bell cow, give it to him three down back.
He agreed with that.
No, he thought he is that.
Right.
I don't think the NFL sees him as that. What evidence?
Well, the thing is, you could have literally.
He's better
you
as
could
a
have Josh Jacobs and Darrell Henderson guy. Yeah, I mean,
you could still do that. I mean, they got a guy like him and Jalen Richard who we've had.
What did New Orleans do? They split it. They split the Chargers.
It's the way the NFL's going.
He's Alvin Kamara.
The Bears did it last year. I mean, that's what we.
Nobody has one back.
It's trendy. It's trendy, and that's. Well, except for the big boys like Gurley and those kind of things. But you look at Gurley and had a little bit too much usage. Yeah. So anyway, I think he's going to be great.
Where are you on the kid from Little Rock? He's visiting. Is he visiting now?
Rajon Tucker, yes.
Yeah, is he here?
I'm pretty sure he's here.
Oh, wow.
And how do they
– Well, it's a delicate thing. You'll take him if he commits right now.
That's what I'm saying.
But you're also playing it because you want R.J. Hampton in July.
Is the way they're doing this basically any of these guys that we talk about?
It's how Duke has to do it.
They'll just take them, any of them.
You've got to almost. And you tell them that. They see the deal. Look, we're in on a ton of great guys. And
so Lester Cannona says, listen, we got the scholarships.
They can't wait to get him, get his in, because you think it – once you've got him in the fold, and I'm sure they've already told Precious.
Then you got Precious, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That domino needs to drop first.
But basically, anyone who wants to come, once they commit, you're just happy to take them.
That's the way you play it. That's the way you play it.
We're
so elite here now. We can't wait on guys. And you guys know who we're after. It's out there. You can't play them like they're done. And you just say,
look. That's what Cal used to do. What was the Shelton?
That's what you do when you're elite.
The kid from White Station who went to Alabama.
Ernest Shelton.
Yes. Cal wanted him. And he finally said, you know what? We're going to take Anthony Rice. Anthony Rice is going to commit right now. And Ernest Shelton, you can go to Alabama. He would have taken Ernest Shelton.
It's the way, and I know you could say Tubby was ineffective. It's the way Tubby should have played Lomax and Tyler Harris. You just go and you say, I want the best one. Instead of chasing one, you're missing out. Then you have to go play makeup with the other one. That's what he was trying to do with Tyler, play makeup. He'd have been a lot closer possibly to one of them if you tell them both, hey, I want you both, but I can't take you both. One of you pick. Come on, first one come. That's the way you do it.
Yesterday we were talking about what was the most overrated and underrated days in sports, and Brad was making the argument that the NFL draft is one of the most overrated days in sports. He has changed because of the scene last night.
As he should.
He has changed his mind. I think
John Martin should too. I think he said NBA draft.
Yeah, I retract that now.
It's better than the NBA draft.
Somehow. I don't know why I forgot.
Did y'all see the camera going down Broadway and
stupid.
How many people were out there last night?
No, it's stupid. Stupid. It was unbelievable. I think the scene was something.
I think Goodell said 400,000. It felt at some point visited that day. Oof. It was unbelievable.
Crazy. Yeah.
And I got to give them props, man. They made that thing look major.
Yep.
Those Nashville folks came out in the rain.
Yes, they did.
It looked good.
It was very impressive. Thank you very much, Jason.
Appreciate it, brother.
If you are noticing cracks in the walls of your home and your floors are sinking or sloping a little bit, you could have a foundation problem. You have a foundation problem. You have a serious problem. You need to get in touch with Redeemers Group. It's a local company that's been serving Memphis and the Mid-South for more than a decade. Seriously, if you got water coming into your basement, you got water coming into your crawl space, you got water coming into your carport, call Redeemers Group. I had a friend who did it, sealed it right up, not had a problem since. But any of this stuff, if you haven't want an expert come out, it will not cost you a penny at all. Just pick up the phone, call 541-8765, have one of their experts come out and look at what you got going on, and they will tell you if it's a problem or not. If it's not a problem, woo. No, don't worry about it. If it is a problem, mention my name, Jeff Calkins. You'll get $50 off the repair project. Either way, it will not cost you a penny to have this thing sized up, so you don't have to worry about it anymore. Redeemers Group, 541-8765, around the web, redeemersgroup.com. Chris Harrington is going to join us next. Jeff Calkins, Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. A radio.com sports station. This is 92.9 FM ESPN.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay. Offer ends 5/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
I think we can all agree that t-shirts are awesome. And if you need t-shirts for your business, reunion, school, church group, etc., go to the place that made t-shirts for the Jeff Calkins Show, Memphicity Design. Started by Alec Wilson, a native Memphian, Memphicity Design will design and print custom t-shirts to set you apart. They've got amazing service and lightning fast turnaround. They can handle orders from 20 t-shirts to 20,000. Check them out online. You'll find nothing but 5-star reviews. So contact Alec Wilson at alec@memphisshirt.com or go have a look at their website at memphisshirt.com. It's the place that made my show's t-shirts. Let them make your t-shirts too.
Some of us like the indoors, some of us like the outdoors. IKEA Memphis has something for both. Like when the rest of the family is barbecuing in the sun and we're in the shade with a hammock all to ourselves. Whether you spend the spring outdoors or bring the spring indoors, visit IKEA Memphis to find furnishings like extra seating and colorful dinnerware to refresh every room of your home for less. Visit IKEA-USA.com for details. IKEA. Make the dream yours.
A little money goes a long, long way when you can get a car or truck or a really nice SUV at the wholesale price. Everybody's finding out about this and going to Wholesale Unlimited on Pleasant View just off Covington Pike. Wholesale Unlimited has a huge selection of everything you're looking for. Go to WUCars.com and check them out. That's WUCars.com. Jeeps, Explorers, F-150 and Silverado trucks, lots of Hyundais, Toyotas, Nissans, Mercedes. Don't settle for something you really don't want to drive. Even if you do not have the credit score you want, you will get approved at Wholesale Unlimited. Wholesale prices with unlimited choices of fine SUVs you can choose from for summer trips and fun. Yes, you can get sports cars at wholesale too. Go to Wholesale Unlimited on Pleasant View off Covington Pike today and tell them you heard it here. You can thank me later. Wholesale Unlimited is proof a little money goes a long way when you can get a car or truck at a wholesale price.
In the concert event of a lifetime, come experience the unparalleled dynamic energy of Carlos Santana. Saturday, April 27th, Bank Plus Amphitheater at Snowden Grove. Santana, Global Consciousness Tour 2019. Take a trip through the hits from Woodstock to Supernatural and beyond, and find out why Supernatural is one of the greatest albums of all time. Santana, Global Consciousness Tour 2019. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, 60 minutes, 60% off sale, going on at the South Haven store this Saturday.
What is that, Howie?
Anyone in line between 11 a.m. and noon is going to gain access to the special event, and they'll be able to get 60% off anything that's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.